due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You know, John Cena is not your typical competitor. John Cena...
No. Again, I know the resume. I'm well aware of the numbers. John Cena, 15 world championships, 2 Royal Rumble match victories, 11 WrestleManias, 57 varieties of terrible t-shirt designs, and over 1,000 different ways to suck.
Hey, this is Rick Steiner, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. WHTK, listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
To the Pain Clinic for May 30th. My, how May has gone by so quickly. Holiday today, just one, Water a Flower Day. Mother Nature may do that for you here in the Rochester area later today and mostly tomorrow. But birthdays today, former WWF superstar and WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts is 60 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us June 14th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. That's right, Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I know there's something going on this weekend. It's not a pay-per-view. It's a WWE Network exclusive, we'll say, but it's not a pay-per-view, so you cannot get it on pay-per-view. You can get it if you have the WWE Network, and that would be the Elimination Chamber. But the next one we're going to be at Salvatore's is for Money in the Bank at Salvatore's. June 14th, 149 Eastridge Road, will be hosted by us. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. Starts at 8 p.m. That's June 14th, WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And if you're into UFC, the night before, you get to hang out with us and watch UFC 188 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's right, 188. Cain Velasquez tries to regain his UFC heavyweight title. Well, technically, he is still the champ. The champ is still there, but the interim champ right now is Fabricio Werdum, and that will be they will settle who is the heavyweight champion on June 13th for UFC 188, hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials all night long. That's June 13th. So it's a weekend of the Pain Clinic at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. 13th, you got the UFC 188. 14th, you got Money in the Bank. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is here in the is across the street from us at the Strong Museum of Play, and of course, our friend Jamie, who brings up wonderful things all the time. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGrays.com.
All right. And
what's over there?
What's over there? There's
some ketchup packets, some tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
I take back some French fries. My words.
You're calm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some French fries, too. But hey, hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. And we have a last game of the season coming up June 13th, and I'm going to be giving away later on the show a pair of tickets to that. So if you want to go June 13th to RCRD, Rock City Roller Derby, that will be at the show is called SummerSlam. I hope no one in WWE Legal sees that. But Genesee Valley Sports Complex, which is over by Genesee Valley Park, that's where it's going to be. Not at the Bill Gray's Iceplex, this next one, but at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex.
June 13th. So come check it out. It'll be Rock City Rockstars versus the Queen City Lake Effect Furies. That's a Buffalo team. Very, very good team. Probably one of the best teams in roller derby. Very high ranked, and they're coming here to town, so it's very exciting. So, hey, welcome to the world of pro wrestling. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm joined by the artiste, Rob Sanderson. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
It's moving day, so my favorite day of the year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're moving into that big palatial estate out in Mendon, right?
No. Moving into the city. So took a nap, got some work done. This is my intermission right now, and then back to it.
You get a little break?
So it's a little warm, but I guess it's better than last time I moved when it was like minus 30. So.
Well, that's a big difference.
And snowing.
It is sticky out today, I will say that. And I'm joined by DC Dan Cole. DC, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would love to know what goes on this computer during the week.
I know, isn't it? It's like creeping. I could barely log it in before we went on the air.
We have to talk to Tatulia about what he does on his...
or whoever.
He pretty much just yells at that computer, so... It's the computer. That's
so
the problem.
Nothing has changed.
It's the computer.
I've had plenty of frustrations.
Hey,
with
but the
myself.
Headphones work, so...
Hey, yeah. Nice.
That's
all right.
Plus.
Let's start off by saying, if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Give us a call. There's been a lot of things that news that's dropped in this past week. I probably should start with the biggest piece of news that came out. I think it was Wednesday. Big announcement on Destination America. Not only is TNA Impact Wrestling moving to Wednesdays 9 to 11, but now they're being joined by Ring of Honor, be 8 to 9 o'clock. Leading into 2 hours of Impact Wrestling, Destination America wants to be the destination of pro wrestling fans. Thoughts on it, guys? I mean, right now off the bat, it was a surprise to everybody in TNA, obviously, if you're a Twitter follower of any of them. It seemed like they got caught with their pants down there.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that they didn't tell their talent that was happening. And, I mean, overall, I'm very happy about it. I think it should lead to better exposure for Ring of Honor, more people that'll be able to watch the show than maybe couldn't before. I don't know. I mean, we get it all the time syndicated here, but I think it's a great thing getting them on TV. I like the block altogether. We'll see if TNA lasts on TV much longer or not. Hopefully they do. But it is going to be interesting for some TNA fans that don't follow ROH that are tuned in to the lead-in program and see a bunch of guys that used to be in TNA that are now in ROH or back in ROH.
Yeah, and in particular one, probably the guy who you always assimilated when you heard TNA, you thought of this guy. His name is AJ Styles.
Yep.
AJ Styles is in the ring. So people who haven't seen, but the weird thing is, though, I'll say this. It's going to be the same show that we see six times every weekend here in Rochester. It's going to be the syndicated show. It's nothing, there's no new show is being produced. It's going to be the same one we see all over. So it's not really going to affect us, I think, here nearly as much because we get that so many times during the week. But I think I do think that it's a good thing for people who don't have a Sinclair television stations in their market. We have a couple of them here. So
that's what I don't understand. Is this Sinclair doesn't have anything to do with Discovery or Destination America, right?
No, they struck a 26-week deal, which is half a year, with Destination America. They've been negotiating with them for a few months. Mm. Destination America wants people. I mean, who knows? Maybe Lucha is going to show up there too, because they finished their first season on the El Rey Network, and now they haven't really announced a second season yet of.
They were Wednesdays at 8, too, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. So, I mean,
and
but
NXT is on. I mean, they're going to have to figure out what's going on schedule-wise with a lot of this stuff.
But I hear also Ring of Honor maybe replayed after TNA Impact, too. So
I did like the one interview I saw with a TNA executive who was absolutely grasping at straws, where the person is asking him, you know, do you consider ROH, you know, like a partnership or a friendly competition, or what is it? Like, well, you know, they have a lot to do to be able to compete with us.
Oh.
Like, their production values are just not good. I'm like, TNA, if that's all you've got.
That's the thing is I
yeah, but I honestly, right now, I'll take the ROH roster over the TNA
absolutely.
Roster. I will take TNA's production in a lot of senses, but I don't think, you know, Ring of Honor's number one concern is, you know, graphics on the screen and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're
pretty
they're
much everything they do is in front of a live crowd on Ring of Honor. I mean, they don't do a lot of backstage vignettes and stuff like that. They do everything in the ring. So that's one thing that I think that they may, that's probably maybe a little deterrent to what they do, is because you don't get a lot of the production values from like a stage set in the back. But I think, you know, I mean, Ring of Honor, yes, like great wrestling. You get like two matches a week on the one-hour show most of the time. Sometimes one, you know, I mean, like the Kevin Owens. I mean, his last match there on Ring of Honor, it went the whole hour, I believe. So, I think, you know what, I think if they work together, it would be pretty cool. You know, I mean, I think that this may force them to work together a little bit.
I don't know. It's strange because, I mean, there is still a little bit of a... certainly a rivalry and stuff there. It all comes down to timing for me, because, I mean, throughout this show, we've always talked about ROH and TNA for how many years now. And I know I personally kind of go in trends where I'll care more about ROH for a while, and then I'll kind of fade out, or I'll care more about TNA. And then right now I'm a lot more into ROH than TNA. And that is 100% because of the roster. And that's because of a lot of people in ROH right now that were in TNA that we were just talking about, Styles and the Bucks and many others, the Addiction. So it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, TNA still has some high-profile guys left and other guys who have stepped up as of late. But I'm curious to see, you know, if we see more roster changes, people going back and forth, going forward, or who knows what could happen. I mean, I don't see these companies like merging down the road, but with all the changes they've gone through ownership wise and all the rumors out there and stuff, maybe they will be partners in some way.
I think to survive, it might be a necessity, and that's not for both of them. That's for one of the companies. I mean, not to say that I think they won't survive, but without TV, one of those companies will not survive. So I think maybe TNA might.
ROH is tough because I guess that's probably true for ROH now because they're owned by a TV conglomerate, essentially. But that wasn't always the case. And ROH didn't need TV before, but they are doing pretty well right now with their live event gates and things like that because of that exposure. I don't know. I mean, I can't necessarily see like one of these companies buying the other one down the road necessarily. But.
No, I don't think so either. But maybe have a working agreement, maybe, and maybe trade some talent. Maybe have like a feud between them.
Well, who knows what's going to happen? I am assuming Samoa Joe won't be on ROH TV anymore with his NXT.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
But who knows what happens with this, because he's still. He still not only has indie bookings that were already set, but rumors are he can still take indie bookings,
yeah.
Which is bizarre. I mean, that's groundbreaking, really, for somebody to be working for WWE and do that. I mean, I know Rhino is in some kind of weird position.
Kind of Daniel Bryan did a little bit, too. Remember when he got fired and he was still under contract to WWE?
He was fake fired.
Yeah,
and
fake
so
fired.
He
yeah.
was able to take some indie bookings there. Yeah, that's kind of similar, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that Joe has his dead set date where he has to be in WWE, and maybe that's not for a couple months down the line, so maybe it allows him to take some more bookings elsewhere.
There's people I've talked with, though, about that who are not convinced that Joe will make it to the main roster or that that's even part of this. They think that he's just been kind of booked to do NXT and still has the freedom to do other stuff. I think that would be a shame.
I mean,
think
like Rhino, like Rhino's doing right now?
Maybe a little bit more, because he might get more of a storyline and get some better matches than having to work Baron Corbin. But I think, you know, it's something where... if Joe has to make it to the main roster, and especially with the way that they have promoted him and talked about him so far, and they're letting him seem like this established guy who was established outside of WWE, which is normally not the case. Normally they mentioned
feuds he's had in TNA. I mean, you know, some of the guys he's wrestled in TNA on WWE.com, but they didn't mention TNA by name.
Right. Yeah, I read the article, the interview they did with Joe, and they talked a lot about ROH, and then they talked about some of the people, yeah, he works
Sting,
with
Sting, Kevin
TNA,
Nash,
but they wouldn't mention TNA.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a different world now in wrestling than what we were in before. I think NXT is exciting. I think ROH getting more exposure is great. I hope TNA does not go away. I do think they need to figure some things out, and hopefully they do.
Yeah, so do I. And I think that I think they're safe for now. I think Destination America wants to make this station, the wrestling station, one night a week or whatever. And I think that, you know, it probably is not costing them a fortune to bring in a pre-produced show that's already being syndicated. It's, you know, I think it's all good. I think, you know, I think honestly it's going to be real good when people from realize that they can see some of the guys that used to wrestle for, you know, it's funny, is for who used to wrestle for TNA who never made it to Destination America, but there's a whole handful of the guys out there going, hey, you know, I thought I would never make it to Destination America, but heck, Ring of Honor's on there now, so we're there.
The only thing I can say to all of this is with the amount of attention that NXT has gotten over the past year and how many diehard wrestling fans can say that maybe, at least in terms of WWE programming, it's their favorite show of the week. I know I can say that personally. It kind of sucks, I guess, for ROH and TNA that you're up against NXT on the same night. I know it's a network, and you can watch anything on the network whenever you want to, but a lot of people, you know, as soon as NXT is on, they're going to watch it at that moment, which could take away, you know, viewers from watching Impact, which moves to competing against NXT this week.
I guess
week.
We will see what happens, because we do get the numbers of people that are watching the show, we do get number every week. Thank you. We do get numbers of people who are, I mean, the audience size. They don't really give ratings for it, but they give numbers. So we'll see, you know, compared to the weeks before. Like this past week, for instance, they lost probably like 40% of the audience because they replayed these TNA what was it again? Slammiversary from 2014. Not yesterday, but the week before. And it really dropped a lot because there's a lot of people on that show who aren't with TNA right now. So they lost a big audience. But they had another new show this past week.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the numbers bounce once they move to Wednesdays. But
I saw part of last night's replay after the hockey game. And, you know, it was a good show. They still have good guys on there. I don't know how much Kurt Angle has left at this point. Obviously, they've built up Eric Young to be a star. I just think I still think they've gotten a little bit stale, I guess, and kind of need to bring in somebody fresh, somebody new, do something with. I don't know. Like, I guess,
well,
I have,
the roster's really small. We'll say that
it
to
is.
Start. It's down to the smallest it's been.
But then even you've got. I mean, I guess I understand it to an extent, but like Tyrus, for example, Brodus Clay. I mean, is it worth bringing him in just to be a manager and not to actually wrestle some matches? And
well, he really doesn't have any. I think you'd have to put someone against his size, and that's like Abyss, maybe. And you know, they could do something with that eventually. We haven't seen Abyss on TV in quite a while either.
I mean, you're still building up EC3. Maybe it's time to let him. I mean, I know they're kind of promoting it somewhat, but maybe it's time to give him the belt. Find a way.
Oh, I would.
I mean, just something fresh, something a little bit different, I think they need to do. Angle is the champ is kind of, to me, like, okay. Like,
if you give it to EC3, if you do give it to EC3, you can do, like, what they're doing with Seth Rollins. I mean, he got it. He didn't deserve to get it, and he's held on to it. You could do the same thing with EC3. I mean, you know, he has a bodyguard, and there's all sorts of ways to get screw job finishes to come out on top. You know, he could go through that whole upper roster. You know, Bobby Lashley, Kurt Angle.
Will EC3 have a better streak when he wins the belt than Goldberg did in WCW?
Ooh, probably not.
Who has more wins?
Nobody will. Nobody will. Nobody. We got to go to break right now. 222-1280, Star Toys, a number.
If better you wanna, matches, though.
You want to call in, give us your opinion on that. We got some other stuff to talk about, including I want to talk a little bit about some news about Kevin Owens that came out yesterday that is pretty big news. And I mean, we're all very happy for the man from what we read. So we'll talk about that in the flip side. And if you have any comments on TNA, give us a call, 222-1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Say is the three little words, the three magical words. I was wrong. For over 10 years now, you, the WWE Universe, can be summed up in five simple words.
Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks. Simply put, there are those of you out there who fight with me. There are those of you out there who fight against me.
Former host Neil Patrick Harris and Rita Wilson are among the other presenters. Jim Parsons is another Tony presenter. The star of the hit CBS comedy The Big Bang Theory opened on Broadway last night in his new show, An Act of God. Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio made a campaign stop to the Las Vegas set of the hit reality show Pawn Stars. Senator Rubio checked out some of Rick Harrison's sports memorabilia at the shop.
See my form?
Yes. The new romantic comedy Results takes a swipe at America's fitness obsession. Results is set at a health club where Australian actor Guy Pearce is the owner and Kobe Smulders is a personal trainer who expects complete commitment from her clients.
And I think a lot of people actually need to sort of step back a little bit and go, hang on a second, how important is this in my life? What am I avoiding by doing this?
Results opens in limited release today. That's your Eye on Entertainment. Chelsea Edwards for CBS News, Hollywood.
Derek. An elimination chamber. There's going to be a fight for the richest prize in our industry. And when the smoke clears, the reign of Seth Rollins will be over. And the age of Ambrose begins.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich, here with DC Dan Cole and the artiste Rob Sanderson. Good hockey game last night, huh?
It was a good game.
Not for the New York team.
I feel bad for Henrik Lundqvist. I really do. But that Tampa team is exciting. Every time I watch the Lightning, I think of the Syracuse Crunch because so many of those guys have played so many games against the Amherst. And so they're a young, exciting team. Interested to see what happens in another Game 7 tonight.
That's right. Two Game 7s this weekend. That's crazy.
It's awesome. First time in 15 years that both conference finals have gone to a Game 7. So,
well, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Chicago?
I try not to root too much. Between Chicago and Anaheim,
Well, you do wear a Mighty Ducks shirt every once in a while, so I might get
it. Yes, but I'm bitter that they're not the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim anymore.
That's true.
Once they got rid of the Mighty part and got rid of the sweet color scheme, the teal and eggplant, it just kind of... it's not the same to me. I don't like their color scheme now. Overall, I can say probably that I've been pulling for the Eastern Conference, I guess. So whoever wins tonight, I'd like to see Tampa beat them.
Okay, well, before we go to the phones real quick, I want to throw out that if you watched SmackDown Wednesday night, you saw Rusev get injured, legitimately got injured. Looked like he did something to his heel as he came flying out of the ring, landed hard on his heel. They haven't really said. They call it a lower leg injury. They're going with the hockey
lower body
terms.
Injury.
Yeah, they're going with the hockey terms now. So we're not really sure exactly what happened to him. But we know that he is not going to be in the Elimination Chamber match now for the Intercontinental title? Mm-hmm. So apparently he's being replaced by Bray Wyatt, we hear. I could have picked someone else. I know someone who's not doing anything on the pay-per-view that could have done that.
Yeah.
But,
or it could be in the tag team title.
Yeah, it could be in the tag. I want to see how. I'm really interested to see how that goes. I mean, are both guys going to be tucked in the glass?
Yes.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
No, you can't.
Yeah, really? Look at
it. How else could you do it?
The primetime players.
You can't? I don't know.
The primetime players.
It's going to start with two teams, and then all the other teams are going to be in a pod.
The primetime players barely fit in one, I think, together. Those guys are huge. Can you imagine cramming them all?
I'm going to do some research, see if I can find
maybe they'll modify
dimensions.
The pods for tomorrow, but still.
Yeah, that's okay. We got
once they get out of there, I'm not even so concerned about fitting them in the pods, but once you get them into the ring, that's also a lot of people in a small amount of space.
Yeah, that was it. How many is it in the pod? Five pods in the match? Six pods?
Four. Well, there's four pods, but it's normally six competitors. Are there six teams in this, or is there four tag teams in this match?
There's six.
Yeah, there's six.
So 12 guys are going to be...
could possibly be in the ring at the same time.
Great.
Okay, we got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, how are you doing today, sir? Ooh, did I get you? Everything, but I'm not hearing you. Hold on a second, Scott. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
to see how they're going to do this. I mean, it sounds like there's way, you know, it's double the amount of guys you'd see in any other match. So,
no, I don't know. If you six teams, even if you didn't have the chamber, it would be too many people, really.
Yeah.
And you think about like a Royal Rumble match where guys can't really do anything other than like punches and stuff when there's that many guys in the ring at once.
I'm actually going in cautiously optimistic. I think it could turn out to be a great match.
I mean, I guess because there can be eliminate.
Yeah, so how is it going to work?
Are the eliminations
pinned,
just
going to
kind of be faster so that you can kind of clear some space? Maybe
did they ever establish that though? So say you know, Connor gets pinned. Are both of them eliminated?
I would say so.
One person gets eliminated, then the whole team is eliminated.
I haven't heard.
It's got to be that way. Okay, we got Scott from Henry. Scott, sorry about that. What's up, buddy?
No, I'll be honest with you. It's the only match I want to see at the Elimination Chamber. It really is the tag team turmoil match. Because if you're thinking about it, you've got the potential of 12 guys in that cage. Plus, and no offense, he's going to be the highlight. I think Kalisto is going to steal the show tomorrow night. I really do. That kid can fly.
I hope so.
For me, tomorrow night is all about Kevin Owens against John Cena. And it's weird because I normally don't pick out the John Cena match, but I am absolutely pumped to see Kevin Owens in that match tomorrow.
Well, from all accounts, it sounds like he signed a main roster contract. Am I hearing that right? Are they
going to... It came down yesterday that he's going to be joining the main roster virtually immediately. He's going to be dropping that title down in NXT to get it off him, kind of like Bo Dallas did when he was working both shows.
Not over the next month.
Yeah, definitely. But he's going to definitely be joining the main roster. He got fast-tracked right away.
I really do. No, but yeah, I mean, they could build it up for maybe the next NXT special or something. He can still easily do both. I mean, especially when they tape everything together in a few days, he can do that and then go with the main roster the rest of the month.
When you hear that the pay-per-view coming up after this one is Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, you would think that Kevin Owens is a perfect fit for a pay-per-view with that name.
He's a perfect fit for Money in the Bank.
Well, how do you... Yeah. You can't build him up for a match against the top guy in WWE in John Cena and then have him disappear. He's got to stick around after this.
Can you just imagine the impact if he beat him tomorrow night? That's an immediate title shot at the next pay-per-view. That's where I think this is going. I think he's got a legitimate shot.
There's a lot of people out there that says that it will not hurt him if he loses. It could, because it's the top guy in the company.
Right, and that's how I would feel on this. I think Cena wins, but I don't know. I don't really necessarily see they've kind of built this up a little bit to the point where I don't necessarily see tomorrow being the end of Cena and Owens.
No.
I could easily see this carrying on a little bit. So, and then maybe that can lead to Owens eventually getting the U.S. title. Because you got to think. I mean, who else could be, now that Rusev's out of the picture? Who else? That's a big decision for WWE, is who takes the U.S. title away. It's got to be somebody who it's going to mean something to, and it's got to also make sure the U.S. title doesn't go back to being nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, and someone who get a tough match out over. John Cena's really put a lot of prestige back in that. Not only that, and Danger Boy pointed out a couple weeks ago, he's really elevated a lot of these guys who really haven't had a chance yet. They're really using John Cena as a point to shoot all these guys to the main roster. And I mean, and I give him a lot of credit. Even though I'm not a fan,
guys, I gotta go.
Okay, buddy, take it easy, guys. Yeah, he's telling me he muted out the phone earlier when I went to him because his kids were making noise. So, but nevertheless, no. But I think that, you know, with John Cena. I mean, it's even better now that he take. You know, I mean, these are like fantasy matchups from you know, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, it's like, wouldn't it be great to see these guys we know that are great in the indies go to WWE and, you know, take on and, you know, get to test their skills against the best? Well, he's getting it right now, you know. I mean, it's and he's holding his own. I love his, you know, even though he's got that Canadian accent, you know, it's still, I love his cutting promos.
I loved the promo on SmackDown that you played to kick off the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's great because, I mean, they're really, obviously it's going to be a PG version, but it's still, I mean, this is very similar to the Kevin Steen that we're used to from the indies. I mean, Kevin Owens is getting to be the same guy. And that's what I love so much, is that it seems that we're really starting with Samoa Joe and others to get away from guys being crazily repackaged and having to be completely different than what we're used to. Luke Harper is essentially Brody Lee. Yeah. Kevin Owens is Kevin Steen. Obviously, Sami Zayn is different than his good buddy El Generico.
Ole,
but,
ole, ole.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's fun, and Kevin Owens getting mic time on WWE. I just there's some things that I guess if you go back in time, you probably would never think would happen. So it's pretty cool when it all does.
It is, especially since this is the, you know, the reason they got into this business is to be at the top. That's where they want to be, and they're getting to go on their own character created before they, you know, even joined the company. They're getting to join using this person, you know. And you guys, you know, for those of you who think that, you know, Owens is just a big heavy guy and looks kind of like, you know, dumpy and what, wait till you see him wrestle this Sunday night.
It doesn't hinder him whatsoever in the ring.
He's incredible.
He can do everything.
I love to see him and Daniel Bryan. When Daniel Bryan gets healthy, I mean, they would put, because both those guys are like geniuses when it comes to, you know, pacing matches. And I mean, he's, you know, some of the best things about Kevin Owens with Ring of Honor was those matches that, you know, he and El Generico had, you know, or Sami Zayn, which, you know, I don't think you get quite the same as you would get when they took each other on NXT that you got with a Ring of Honor. But then a Ring of Honor also, you incorporated like 45 ladders into most of the matches, amongst other things. But
I will also give Kevin credit too, because looking at him right now, he put up a picture on Twitter, Instagram, or I think it's Twitter yesterday. He has improved his body a lot in the short time that he's been in WWE. I mean, thinking back to just last July, I think was his last appearance at 2CW when he and Jason Axe dropped the 2CW tag titles to the Dudleys. And, I mean, just from July till now, there's been a significant improvement. Everybody will say he's still, you know, this slob that wrestles in a T-shirt, but he can do moonsaults. He can do, you know, the running cannonballs in the corner and everything else. So I still consider him to be more athletic than some other guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and like I said, and, you know, he does. You know, I think he spent, like, those few months off he had just, like, trying to drop weight, but I think he looks great. And I cannot wait to see the match this Sunday. We got Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing today?
Good. Yeah, I think that looks like Timmy's going to be pretty good tomorrow. And is it true, though, is that on cable? Only way is on cable is outside of the U.S., right?
I think it's only on the network.
I think it's only on the network within the United States.
Yeah,
because they made a point to say that this week on their programming was, you know,
this is
a big
bonus
for our United States subscribers.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good then. That's a good thing to promote the network. Can you guys, I was listening to you. I was under the weather, so I wasn't able to call into the show the last couple of weeks. So I listened to your podcast from the last 3 weeks. So you think our team is going out of business?
No, I don't think not. No, not immediately.
It's tough to predict the future. I think they've got to figure things out, though, with where they are right now. They can't keep losing money, you know, and doing what they're doing. They've got to find a way to fix things. They've gone through little spurts over the last, 13 years or so where they can get really hot, or they can bring somebody in, they can make a change of TV and do something to get attention, but they've got to find a way to sustain that. Because they're not just going to keep losing money forever.
I don't think, to me, one of my things about TNA, they don't have any, I mean, if you don't have cable, really, a lot of people don't know about TNA. They don't, people know about the WWE because they used to be on WHF, remember back in the days, Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I remember when it was Sunday nights at 7, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So they have TV exposure. TNA doesn't, they don't have any as far as like local TV besides cable. I don't know about no TNA down, nothing to know about TNA besides that they're on cable.
Well, I'll say one thing, if you did not have cable, the only wrestling you could watch now is Ring of Honor.
And I love Ring of Honor. To me, that is the best wrestling out to me. I love Ring of Honor. Hey, I was big on WWE, but Ring of Honor is, I love the show. Even though it's only an hour, it reminds me of the old school WWE when it was coming on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. I love R&H. And I know y'all was talking about NXT. Can you guys believe all these years I've been watching wrestling and calling to the show that I've never watched an NXT event? And I'm just not, I've always wanted to, but I've always came across something different. And I love NXT. I've been, like I said, I've always wanted to watch it. I'm watching right now. Matter of fact, because I try to do so when I listen to you guys in the morning, I try to, you know, do something that's wrestling involved while I'm listening to you to keep the flow going. And I watch as I'm listening to you guys. I'm watching now NXT TakeOver Arrival.
Sure, sure. Just don't be powerbombing 2-year-olds, okay?
No, I wouldn't do that.
While you're listening to us, okay? Just throwing that out there. But, no, I mean, there used to be a show on the same time we were on that we always would tell people to turn the sound down and listen to us.
I was going to say, which show are you talking about? Because TNA had a show, then there was Livewire back in the day.
Yeah, and there was
Superstars.
What was the show that Mick Foley was the general manager?
Saturday Morning Slam.
Saturday Morning Slam on 16, yeah.
All of those shows have come and gone.
That's right.
But this Hain Clinic stays.
I mean,
we're forever.
You guys volume is number one. Whatever I'm watching, the volume is very, very low because I want to be into the show. Like I said, it's got to be, if I'm watching something on TV, it's got to be something that's involved in wrestling because I'm listening to a wrestling show.
Cool. We appreciate that, sir. We appreciate that. Do you have the network now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got the network. I like, you know, and that's another good thing about the network. Like I said, I've never watched NXT, but I've always wanted to, and so I can catch up on that. And so that's a good thing about the network. One of the good things about the network,
yeah.
I can catch up on shows like that. So I've got plenty of wrestling that I haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah. There's years and years and years of old shows on there. And you know what? My Sunday night. Tune in at 7 o'clock. The pre-show starts for the Elimination Chamber. And you're getting a free, it's a pay-per-view quality show that's not on pay-per-view. So, I mean, you only can get it on the network. And I think it's a great marketing ploy to get people to sign on because you get a free show. And the next night you get Steve Austin interviewing Paul Heyman. And we're going to, and I think that's going to lead into another piece of news we're going to talk about. Thanks so much for calling, buddy.
All right, you have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Take it easy. And other piece of news that came out this week is Brock Lesnar is going to be back in a couple weeks. Brock Lesnar he's advertised for the mid-June editions of Raw in Indianapolis, and as well as the Battleground pay-per-view, July 19th. So, what do you guys think about that? Somehow he's going to get that suspension revoked with maybe Heyman starting to be his representative on the Stone Cold podcast? Is he going to turn Stone Cold podcast into an angle-driven podcast?
I hope not, because I would like to see some honest talk from him.
Yeah, I think the podcast should be great. You know, if they'll find a way to work Brock back in, and I just wonder is he going to have to go right back to Rollins, or can they put him in a fresh feud when he comes back?
That's a good question. I mean,
I don't really want to see him back in the title picture again because, not immediately at least, because look at how he was a strong champion. If he comes back, like, I don't want him to just take the belt back and then we're back to the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't really see him losing much either, so.
Maybe he'll want to come back and say, hey, I'll take out John Cena, you know, I'll take that belt off of him. Because he owned John Cena pretty much the past couple of years, too. Just a thought.
At some point, I want to see Brock Lesnar against Samoa Joe.
Ooh. I'd like to see Brock Lesnar against Kevin Owens. I'd like to see Brock Lesnar. There's a whole bunch of guys Brock's never fought. So, hey, we got to go to break right now. Give us a call, 222-1280. You can get on. We'll talk about what's going on. You have any comments or questions? You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
A quitter, and you're so cowardly you can't even take responsibility for your own actions. You do not own me. I belong to no one.
At
any Fusillo dealership statewide at any Fusillo store.
All right, listen to me. Yeah. Grand Island, yes. we got Greece, New York, we got Seneca Falls, we got Clay, we got Watertown, we got Adams, we got Nelliston, we got over there in Amsterdam, we got Greenbush, we got Latham, we got Schenectady. Man, we got a lot of stores all over town.
23 stores. Gross.
And at any one of them, you can stop in and register to win. No purchase necessary. $250,000.
Well,
your piece of that pie.
Well, wait a minute. Let's recap. Where we got? Whoa! We have Toyota stores. We have Hyundai stores. We have Kia stores. We have Chevy stores. We have Ford stores. We have Dodge stores. We have Nissan stores. We have Mazda stores. We have Subaru stores. We have Volkswagen stores. We have Lincoln stores. We have Ford stores.
You're good.
Can you folks...
Well, when you let your emotions interfere, you lose the upper hand. And that is what almost happened to me on Monday night when I took Rusev's hand. For one moment there, I really believed that he could change and be different. I was wrong. And that won't happen again. I am no man's property. And I am no prized toy possession of a man.
I'd rather be a cockroach than the wrong end of the authority's human centipede. So all I gotta do is come down there, get in that ring, step right into that lion's den, and sign that contract. Well, it might be crazy, and it might be stupid, but it might be worth a shot. There's only one way to find out.
I'm Mr. Anderson! Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pangling. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with the artiste, Rob Sanderson, and DC Dan Cole. Everybody else is MIA. Where are they?
Scrubbing up in a hot tub somewhere.
Someplace in a hot tub. I know Danger Boy's working. I'll give him that credit. But everybody else? Too bad I don't have pizza coupons to give out today, right?
So everybody else would be the mark.
2-2-2-1280-STAR-1280s. By the way, I would do me an injustice if I did not mention Mark and his band are playing out tonight at Flower City, Danny, Flower City Mill, is it?
Flower City Station.
Flower City Station. And that,
right on East Ave.
What, they start at 10?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, so come out and check. We're going to all be out there supporting them, so you come out too. Have a good time. And then shout at Mark as he sings, "Where were you this morning? You sold out," or something like that. Okay, we got Jordan from Naples. Jordan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Doing great. You know, I've been watching TNA Impact for the last couple of weeks. Well, I've been watching it since January, since it moved to Destination America. And Josh Matthews usually announces with Taz. Is Taz leaving? Is he gone? Or is he just... What's going on there?
That was a few weeks ago we talked about it. He had a difference of opinion, and he's let go, or he left. I don't know which one it is. He quit or did he get fired?
Is his contract up? I don't know.
Maybe his contract was up, but yeah, he was done. And
I know people disagree with me on this, but I think that ran its course. I don't know if Al Snow is the real permanent guy to go with for that, but I just Taz being involved in wrestling is a great thing. Him as a color guy is not my favorite.
No, and I mean he and Josh worked together in SmackDown. They were trying to find that magic that they had back then, and just didn't. Wasn't really there, and I mean, I actually liked Mike Tenay playing second fiddle to Josh too. That was pretty good a couple weeks ago. I don't know, I know they don't plan on doing it more, but I don't know, because Mike Tenay in a limited capacity is good. He has things to insert that are interesting. You know,
it's just weird watching some Tough Enough season one, and then now seeing Josh Matthews as the lead guy with Al Snow as his color guy, his old Tough Enough trainer. Everything comes full circle.
So you get Bill DeMott. Yeah. He's available. Okay, hey, anything else there, Jordan?
Yeah, you know, SummerSlam, I've heard Seth Rollins might go one-on-one with Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight title. I think what's going to happen is I think Seth Rollins is going to hold on to the belt till SummerSlam, and then he's gonna lose it again to Brock Lesnar.
I hope not. But you know what? I like Seth Rollins as a champ because he's not coming off as a strong champ, so he makes all his competitors look strong. And I mean, right. I have a question for you. I'm gonna throw this out for everybody. What is Roman Reigns doing with this pay-per-view tomorrow? He got so much TV time building up to it. Where is he involved in this pay-per-view tomorrow?
I don't know.
I don't either. He's not on any match. Is he going to get inserted into the main event because he's been backing up Ambrose since the last pay-per-view? And it's not a pay-per-view. Sorry, it's a Elimination Chamber match.
You know, I don't know. I noticed Randy Orton hasn't been on in the last couple weeks either, so I don't know if they're giving him a break. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, they don't want to put him out there, you know, with him not having anything set in stone. Maybe for Money in the Bank he'll pop back up, but yeah, who knows? Maybe he'll come out and RKO Rollins, and then Ambrose does walk off. It starts the age of Ambrose. I mean, Ambrose is a hot commodity right now in WWE. So,
who do you guys think is going to be the next Mr. Money in the Bank?
The next Mr. Money? I'm guessing Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's him. I don't know who else is on the up ladder like that.
Yeah.
They gave it to Sandow, and it was a huge mistake. You know?
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that. Could Ambrose eventually get that, maybe, and then try to build him? Because Ambrose is not ready for the title yet, I don't think.
You know, he's not.
I don't.
Who wants a prop that's a briefcase for the next year? You know, who
worked out for Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, it could be each of the Shield members gets it eventually, you know. Maybe it could be Ambrose.
I think Roman Reigns would be a great world heavyweight champion.
Watch Cena
give him the title.
Can he make a stupid face when he gets it again?
Yeah, Cena got it once before. Yeah. He would give Jack Swagger. He's been around in a while, right?
No, Jack hasn't been around in a while, no.
Yeah, I'd say they got to give it to Luke Harper there. That'll propel him.
Bray Wyatt.
You got to find the characters that are starting to pick up some steam, you know, out there. I mean, Rusev could easily get it if he's healthy by then. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him because I like his heel character.
I like the Harper pick. I don't know if I could see him carrying a briefcase around, but
yeah,
it would look kind of funny. But yeah, I would.
What if he like tied
that.
It to a rope and just dragged it behind him everywhere he went?
He could do that. Yeah. Like a rope belt. He could hook it to himself with a rope belt.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, you're from Naples. You see a lot of those rope belts down there, don't you?
I thought they used extension cords.
Something like that.
I'm kidding.
Bungee cords?
I know.
Okay, Jordan, you take it easy, brother, okay?
All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys probably next week or something like that.
Okay, man, give us a call back anytime, okay?
Sounds good, brother.
Okay. All right, Jordan from Naples. And I was just kidding, Naples. I'm just kidding.
No, you weren't.
Yeah. No, you weren't. Yeah. Naples, I love your grape pies. When do they come back in season?
That will be in September, I believe.
It's so far away.
It is so
far
away.
We need grape pie now.
It is. So let's see. Let's look at some more news that's kind of big. You know, I've read this, and it's just a rumor right now. I'm going to throw that out as a rumor. But WWE has changed their status, their position on AJ Styles, and they might be interested in signing him. Probably, you know, just because of what? He's like world famous in Japan right now, being their IWGP champion, heavyweight champion, as well as, you know, being part of the hottest angle.
Yeah.
You know?
In the world, yeah. I think it's got to be a very similar situation to what, like, the Young Bucks have said, in that they're not going to go, like, AJ Styles is not going to NXT. Joe went, and you know, it's a different deal, but if they're going to get Styles, he's got to go right to the main roster. He has to. He's that big of a star, and I just don't know if... I don't know. I don't see Styles agreeing to anything else.
Now, I see Styles maybe showing up and being like the Matt Sydal in the WWE, maybe coming in and like just...
Nah,
but Matt Sydal was so popular with doing, you know, all his crazy flip-flop moves and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
but...
What was his name? Matt Bourne? Is that what it was?
Nothing against Evan Bourne.
Matt Bourne. Yeah. Wrong guy.
But nothing against Matt at all. But AJ is, I mean, he's been the IWGP heavyweight champion for most of the last year. Had it, dropped it to Tanahashi, got it back. He's essentially one of the top guys in the biggest faction in the world right now. How many times did he have the TNA belt and the NWA belt? He can't. To me, if WWE signs him, he's got to go right to the main roster, and he's got to be considered a prime, maybe not immediately a main eventer, but I don't see him going in and even being a mid-card guy.
Well, you know what I could see is maybe a replacement for Daniel Bryan because of what Daniel Bryan's going through right now. And I think, and then eventually, if Daniel Bryan comes back, he's another guy people would love to see him match up with.
See, because to me, it's weird. I would be totally fine with AJ Styles being the Intercontinental Champion, but that even to me almost seems a little weird with how much he's done with heavyweight belts over the years. He would have to be somebody that would immediately just go in and be a big time player. I would like to see it happen, but only if they do it right.
Okay. And I agree. And I mean, and AJ Styles probably could dictate that, too.
I like NXT, but I don't want to see him there.
No, AJ Styles probably makes enough money doing everything else he does that it might almost be like a pay cut, you know? So it'd have to be worth his while. So we hope to see AJ Styles. I mean, we're going to see him on the Ring of Honor. We see him on the Ring of Honor platform, not every week. But if he was in WWE, there'd be a chance you'd see this guy every week on one show or the other. So you definitely hope for that. But we got to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. Listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
There's still time left. There are days left, but that means you've still got a chance to register to win a piece of that $250,000.
Here's the deal, Caroline. And this is why I love Hugeathon 2015 so much during the month of May. There is a group that they wait, as Billy knows, they wait in the bushes for the final days.
Is that who that is?
Because, you know why? Because they know that this man is getting real aggressive with the trade-in values.
That's right.
He, in fact, he's been
late. Working a little too much.
Too many nights working the bank, so he's a little vulnerable right now.
Yep.
And not only that,
the trades.
Not only do you find all the selection, the savings, you purchase or lease any new or pre-owned vehicle, you get 2 nights at the Turning Stone Casino. $250,000.
That's right.
One he's going to give away
from every store. No is purchase have dinner necessary. With Billy at the Turning Stone and carve up
he's
that
loopy.
Practicing dancing. I want
the guy's
that
loopy.
Lava. Yes, it's going to be huge, Caroline.
Huge. Sports Weekend. Remember to talk sports with me Monday 3 until 6 only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
An Elimination Chamber. There's going to be a fight for the richest prize in our industry. And when the smoke clears, the reign of Seth Rollins will be over.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. So says Dean Ambrose. You guys have the WWE Network this weekend. You get the Elimination Chamber show Sunday night. Starts at 7 with the pre-show, 8 o'clock to 11. And kind of an idea that I think is a good idea is to maybe put a house show on the WWE Network once in a while. This is technically is not on pay-per-view. I got a call from the Salvatore's at the garage door, and they said, is this a pay-per-view? And I said, it's not. So, folks, don't come out to Salvatore's at the garage door now. Come out the 14th of June for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. So, and we'll be out there with all sorts of stuff. So, and the day before, of course, the 13th of June is UFC 188. We get to finally get a definitive heavyweight champion when you have a former champ and interim champ taking each other on for the heavyweight championship, Cain Velasquez and Fabricio Verdum. So that's June 13th. June 14th is WWE Money in the Bank. So we got, you know what, straight from Screaming Baby Central, Scott's back. What's up, Scott?
Oh, nothing. Sorry about that. Don't ever, ever set your kids up to watch the WWE Network because then they want to run and tell you that John Cena's on and they fall. So,
okay, okay. Cena's on! Ah!
All I heard was Cena, bang. No, I was actually going to kind of drive home the point you guys were talking about earlier, and it's way too late to do it, but if Cena wins tomorrow night, it doesn't hurt Owens, but if Owen wins tomorrow night, it establishes Owens immediately in any kind of title picture, in any kind of main event picture. It's an automatic bump, and the one thing that I was going to say that I was most surprised about was is that they raised Owens before they raised Finn Balor, which I think is an interesting call because Owens has not been with the company
as long. Did you say Finn Balor? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Finn Balor, yeah. But you know what? Owens got 15 years, you know? I don't think Finn Balor has that much time.
I can't honestly remember when Balor started. I remember just watching him when he founded the Bullet Club. I remember watching the early days of the Bullet Club, and I thought he's got a bright future, but I just didn't think.
He's been wrestling, I want to say, close to the same amount of time as Kevin has.
Okay.
And I know that when they signed him, they wanted him to come up soon. and now it looks like he might be the guy who's getting prepped for the long run as the NXT champion.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not surprised because Otami's hurt still. So, hey, Scott, we're up against it. I'm sorry, buddy.
No problem. Take care.
You too, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it would make sense for Finn Balor to be the next NXT champion. Build that up properly. I don't think Owens should necessarily beat Cena tomorrow. I would much rather, because it's not for the title. Let Cena win tomorrow, let the feud continue, and let Owens be the one that takes the belt from him.
Well, we're going to get out of here, so definitely enjoy the Elimination Chamber.
Quick follow-up to what we were saying last second, too. Yeah. Time for Ring of Honor to put their belt on AJ Styles, too.
Sure, sure. You know, I mean,
It's never happened. Jay Briscoe right now has it for a second time. Nothing against Jay Briscoe, but I think it's gotten a little stale.
I like it. It's a good idea. Check out, next week we can talk about the combined June 3rd broadcast of Ring of Honor and TNA Impact starting this Wednesday at 8 o'clock going to 11. Talk about that next week as well as other things. I think Bret Hart's
Heyman podcast.
Bret Hart's in town coming up real soon. Maybe we'll have Bret Hart on. Who knows? And right now, if you're caller 12, you get a pair of tickets to the next roller derby June 13th at the Genesee Valley Arena. So give us a call, 222-1280. We'll talk to you next week, folks.